quickly. Yeah, okay, well, we can, we've already signed in.
Yes, and the two you think governance aren't here either.
Good point, yes, youth and governance. Okay, well, they're absent as well.
Okay.
I know something about them. Citizen comments, any citizen comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to supervisor comments.
Well, this is my first committee meeting, being a member of the committee, so I'm excited to get to work. Though I will voice, I am a little upset I got taken off of legislative. But nevertheless, I am excited to get to work with everybody in the room.
He is not here.
Okay. No, we do. David's running the meeting, so we're good. We just weren't aware that you were not going to be here. Okay. All right, I will pass it along to Michelle, and we'll see you next week. All right, bye. He did let Boyd know that he would not be here.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Any other supervisor comments? Seeing none, I'll move on to chairman comments. As the chairman ab initio, I have none myself for this evening. Approval of the minutes of the August meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. And anyone to be heard on that? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And passes unanimously. Next is a memo from the Sheriff's Department as to Country Thunder, a recap. Is there anyone that wants to go ahead and handle that?
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chairman, members of the committee. Every year, I come back at the end of the summer with the recap from Country Thunder. It usually takes us a month to put the numbers together, so that's why we wait till September. Most of you've got the memo that I sent out. I won't have to reread that to you. Some of the highlights I just wanted to bring up was the rest totals for this year in general were down. Typically, we will write at least 300 some citations. I think some of the problem there, or I shouldn't say problem, but the good thing there is I think attendance was down a little bit. I think there was telling me there were around 800 campsites less this year than in years past, so that could contribute to it. Otherwise, it was pretty well behaved. In my opinion, it's probably the best behaved group we've had out there in my 20 plus years of work in the place. So that was pretty impressive. Now, I was just mentioning to the guys back here that I did not receive one late complaint, whether it was of law enforcement, of late criminal activity or anything, period, or even the neighbors this year. So that's probably all good. I don't know if the rain out from a year ago really dampened the spirits of these people, but it was definitely much calmer than it has been years past. We used about 2,600 man hours in Walworth County, and KPD helped us this year. They were definitely instrumental in helping with the traffic flow in the west end, especially Walworth County. And KPD definitely helped us on some of the late shifts that we had to fill up with the manpower. So those guys are always nice to have around. We didn't have anything serious this year as far as the criminal activity, with the exception of a battery to a police officer. One of our guys did get punched by a concert goer when he was summarily arrested, but that does happen at times. But the other thing was the lightning strike on the girl that happened the first night. And we knew the storm was coming about 2 hours in advance, and that was obviously relayed to the staff out on the grounds, but ultimately who closes the event is up to Country Thunder. They actually have somebody on staff there watching the weather much more closely than even us. We get calls from Sullivan Weather, plus we have our radars up, but we get calls from the weather, National Weather Service. But they actually watch it up to the minute because of all the heavy equipment or all the expensive equipment they have in the main stages and that kind of thing. So they're real worried about wind and lightning. So they watch it quite closely, but it is ultimately up to them to close the venue. And in this case, it was closed on, I believe, roughly 15 to 20 minutes prior to the lady getting struck. She was out in the campground zone, not even close to the venue area. She was on the far west end of the property, talking on her cell phone when she got hit.
Is there an update on her? I know
she survived. When
I talked to the sheriff a few weeks ago, he had indicated that she might lose some.
They were worried about her right leg. Yeah, apparently when you get hit by lightning, not that I would know, there's a lot of blood clotting, cauterization kind of issues, and cut circulation, and they were talking that she may need to lose a leg and the whole thing, but to survive it was pretty impressive, you know, being on the cell phone at the time. The other thing that we did was different with the traffic was we did not allow anybody to go west off of Lance Drive once they got up to the grounds there. It's 119th Street, 110th Street. That was just closed off the entire weekend. Instead of going with some kind of pass system for locals that we would have to look at a windshield and wave them by, it reduced that little, restricting that traffic from crossing each other as the, you know, as they come north on Lance Drive and trying to turn into the venue. Reduce the efforts on our part to have somebody there waving traffic tremendously. So we didn't have to put a body on these intersections to try and direct traffic for safety reasons. So that worked out pretty well. Plus, nobody from Twin Lakes that I heard complain of about the traffic flow this year, because they had free range access between Twin Lakes and Richmond the entire time. So that worked out okay in my mind. They had no problems there. And that's really about it. It went over pretty well this year. Like I said, I think the attendance overall might have been a little lower. They're real coy about their actual numbers. But from what I heard, it was at least 800 less camping. So that helps us on the grounds if they're just visiting for the day and where they go. The money came out pretty well. We stayed well below the cap of $225,000. As you can see, we only spent $202,936. So there will be a check going back to Country Thunder for about $22,000. It's a little bit higher than last year, but I anticipated that, especially because we employed as many people as possible out there. And when you bring in other agencies, they have different refunding levels and what they bill us for. So everything went up, of course, in expenses, but we're still way below what the $225,000 bond is or what Country Thunder posts. So all the money is good. It worked out pretty well. Any questions, comments, curiosities?
Just a suggestion for next year. Mm-hmm. If we could have last year's
the year before
expense, yeah, just for a comparable, mm-hmm. That would be helpful.
Yeah, I have it going back for how many years you want back? 12?
No, just the previous year would be good. Just okay. To see from year to year.
Yeah, I think last year we returned quite a bit more than this, and I think we spend around 100, we were up around 150, 170 last year, so we upped it a little bit this year, and that's just manpower and basic expenses like the food service, the health department services, the dispatch services, that kind of thing. It's not anything reflective in the equipment expenses, that kind of stuff, or even gas.
That's an interesting comment then, because there are fewer people you thought in attendance, mm-hmm. And costs were a little higher this year too.
Yeah, we have more manpower there. I've increased the law enforcement presence on the grounds in the last few years every year, mostly to handle what we anticipate will be 35,000 to 40,000 people a day. I believe it got to those points, but when they're not staying overnight. I think the partying goes down a little bit. Plus, we don't have to worry about the after-hour stuff as much. So, yeah, we did have higher expenses, but less complaints to respond to. This year, the total complaints was 466 that we handled in the 4 days out there. That's a little bit lower than traditional
That's to say on grounds from people?
Yep.
Or you?
That's complaints that originate from the grounds that we have to go through. That can be as much as somebody locking their keys in their car to, you know, fight or anything like that, any call for service.
Is it only our deputies, Country Thunder, in on the fairgrounds?
Not on third shift. KPD helped us out with at least 4 to 5 guys each night. But other than that, yes, it is all Sheriff's Department. Walworth County helps with the traffic on the edges, but they don't patrol the grounds with us.
How many deputies are typically patrolling?
Without, I mean, having a schedule in front of me, I'm going to guess around 25 to 30.
Wow.
During the high times. It'll go down as low as 6 in the early, early morning hours when everybody's asleep. But around noon, it kicks up. We bring in shifts about 10 to 15 guys twice. So yeah, there's quite a few.
And that's on OT?
Oh yeah. It's all on overtime.
And the Sheriff's Department equipment, no issues with that?
Nothing major this year. You know, we had a little bit of dirt and mud issues with some of the, with our ATVs, but that's fixable. It was minor. The gas that we used was still only a few hundred bucks. It wasn't that much either to gas up our cars and everything out there. So the expense for equipment was relatively good this year as far as there was no major fixes.
Any other questions or comments?
That's it.
If none, thank you so kindly.
All right, thanks.
Next, we have a resolution from the Sheriff's Department as to an equipment grant award from a Homeland Security.
We have four.
Okay, well, this is
the bomb suit.
Yeah, excuse me.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Hello, members of the committee. I'm Lieutenant Steve Baranis. I'm the bomb squad commander for the Sheriff's Department. The resolution here is to accept $33,000 of grant money from Homeland Security for me to purchase a EOD-10 bomb suit. The bomb suits are a required piece of equipment for our bomb squad, and the suits we currently have are well expired. Take any questions you have.
What do you mean by expired?
They're old. So.
Okay. I didn't know that these, is that from wear and tear, or do you
wear
mean time
and tear? It's basically the same as the Kevlar vest we wear under our uniform. It's the big green suits we wear, and they have a lifespan. So we're still using them, but they're outside of the recommended use. So
how long are they supposed to last?
10 years.
Wow, you're still using the same ones? Okay. And this was for only
One.
Only one?
One suit. So one suit, I have a quote from the company. It's $32,599. The grant's for $33,000, so that's enough for me to buy a suit.
And then are we returning the additional funds back to?
They would go back to the state.
And do you typically get a grant every year to replace a suit? How does that work?
We haven't had a grant for suits for, the last suits we purchased were in 2006, and that was one suit. Oh. And then before that was 2003. We bought 2 suits.
And how many do you need total?
We need a minimum of 2 for the FBI to maintain our certification as a certified bomb squad.
Okay.
So then in your inventory, how many do you keep? Just a total of 2?
We have 3 suits. We have three bomb suits, and we have two search suits, and those search suits are even older than the bomb suits. They're basically this in the closet kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two?
The search suit is lighter, be less protection. It's lighter. It's meant to do long extended operations where a bomb suit is, you know, going out to a package, coming back, and then that's about it. Due to the weight.
Do we plan on keeping the current suits once we purchase the, or
yeah,
we get rid of them?
I would have to keep the EOD-9 suit until I would get another 10, definitely. But the EOD-8 suits that we have 2 of them, I would probably put those in storage.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution to accept the grant for the purchase of the bomb suit.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. On the motion, all those in favor, starting with youth and governance, say aye. And committee members,
aye.
That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next is resolution for the 18-19 fiscal year Wisconsin Emergency Management Mobile Field Forces Equipment Grant.
Good evening, committee members, acting chair. My name is Lieutenant Horace Staples. I'm Director of Emergency Management for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department Division of Emergency Management. The equipment grant is basically for the mobile field forces. And mobile field forces is a program the state developed where they went out through the state and there's 13 regional bomb squad grant packages. And they limit the number to 13 total members. So this was basically for larger agencies that had the manpower to dedicate at least 13 members to the mobile field forces unit, which is basically crowd control, civil disturbance, if you have riots and whatnot. These individuals will come out with riot shields, batons, pepper gas, and a few other things that are actually listed as non-ballistic projectiles. The amount of the grant was a $10,000 limit, and we basically spent, I believe it's almost right up to the $10,000 mark. However, this grant is a 80-20, so 20% match is due, so out of the $10,000 that we were awarded for this equipment, we would have to put forth $2,000, $1,900, $2,000 for this grant. We did receive the award letter, and the equipment will be purchased upon the approval of the county board.
Any questions?
So this is essentially, in layman's terms, equipment for crowd control?
Correct.
I'll make a motion to accept the grant.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the grant monies. All those in favor, starting with the youth and governance, say aye.
Aye.
And committee members?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have the original?
Just right here. Next item.
The training grant.
I have that one here too.
May I divert this?
Mm-hmm.
As that's going around, the next item on the agenda then would be another resolution, this one for Mobile Field Forces, the training grant?
Correct.
And if you could
read me?
Fill us in.
The training grant is basically to train the members of the crowd control unit. The Sheriff's Department actually put together a brand new unit filled with additional county law enforcement agencies. We have agencies that will commit from Pleasant Prairie, UW-Parkside, that will actually join members of the Sheriff's Department in forming this crowd control team. And with the team comes training. So the training grant is, we were awarded $1,760 and it's fully funded. So basically this will provide training opportunities for instructional, either instructional development or training new members of this crowd control unit. We do have one with the Sheriff's Department. This is a brand new division because our department already had a crowd control unit before the grant came out. So in order to give other agencies the opportunity to use this equipment and be trained to respond to emergencies throughout the entire county, since they were smaller entities, they didn't have the 13 members required to put together a mobile forces unit or mobile field forces unit. In order for them to get any of the equipment and training, they would have to join the Sheriff's Department or a countywide agency.
And so under this resolution, this would be to go forward and do the training of multidisciplinary units, is that accurate?
It would be the same units that we have here currently with the Sheriff's Department, but with the new members from the other agencies, as well as adding additional members from the Sheriff's Department to the countywide crowd control initiative.
Out of curiosity, how frequently has this been called on or used over the course of, is it on an annual basis? Is this something that's deployed, if you will?
Or? Well, for the most part, we've been pretty
something flagging behind you.
Lucky
you
here, but
we've used it since its inception, which has not been very long, extensively during a Trump visit up to Foxconn. Most of it's on standby, just in case unruly crowds start to gather, but Paul Ryan visits up in Racine, as well as with the Trump visit, they've been deployed now at least two times, I believe, since their inception, which hasn't been that long. And we work a lot with adjoining counties as well when they need help for these type of potential issues. So far, we haven't had any full-blown riots in our neighborhood, but the potential is always there.
When was this created?
A year ago.
Okay.
I think we finally got up and running about a year now. We've been talking about it, bringing it back. We had one years and years ago, and it kind of just fell apart. So now we've breathed some life into an actual riot control unit that's equipped. Since we were up in Milwaukee at the Sherman Park riots with our tactical team, we didn't have a unit back then. Now we've decided we got to get something going in case we have some problems down here. So,
you know, obviously we don't want an incident like this to happen, but this, you know, it happens. And then under this, the Sheriff's Department would go out with not only, you know, deputies, but city police officers. Is that?
It would be Village and UW Parks. Like the Kenosha Police Department, they're doing their own thing.
Okay.
They're not members of this. They can, the sheriff did offer the opportunity for them to join the crowd patrol unit, but they're doing, you know, their own thing. This here would definitely be under either the emergency police,
was it the emergency police services?
EPS. So if another jurisdiction called upon our sheriff's department to come help, like they did with the hurricanes down in Florida and Texas, actually Sheriff Beth did get a call, as well as the North Dakota pipeline incident, where you would gather as many members that you can spare from your agency and send them to basically relieve other officers that are actually there in the scene. So under mutual aid, the same thing will hold true for the crowd patrol unit.
And how many parties, how many officers would this grant serve to?
The grant has 13 members. So we have our 13 members, the Sheriff's Department, the county will have their 13 members, as well as a commander, and that person will be Sergeant Ray Merlin.
So that's 13, including the campus police.
Yep.
And the village.
Yes.
Okay.
And the villages would be Pleasant Prairie, Twin Lakes.
Yes. If I believe Twin Lakes did offer, yes.
Those two.
Those two villages.
So do we have a rough outline of what the makeup will be? How many from each agency?
A couple, like two. I think two from both. both villages, so maybe four, and then a couple from Parkside.
Okay.
So about six. The Sheriff's Department will take up the rest.
Is this in-house training, or do you guys have to go somewhere for it?
Well, we have instructors that are actually certified in teaching this. In fact, Sergeant Merlin is a kind of a resident expert in it, and he could actually provide the crowd control training to any members of pretty much the state. So he's
okay.
He's certified to do that, the Law Enforcement Standards Bureau.
I'll make a motion to accept the grant.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any comments by the committee or you? Seeing none, then we'll proceed to take a vote on it. All those in favor say aye, starting with the youth and governments and the committee members.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that leaves us then with the Law Enforcement Justice Assistance, or JAG, award.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Robert Halsey. I'm a captain with the department. We're requesting this resolution to accept a $12,710 grant fund through the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant Program. The Sheriff's Department has received this grant for many, many years. It's an annual formula that's offered to the City of Kenosha, wherein we get 40% of the grant. The total amount is $31,775 to the city. We get a 40% part of that for $12,710 to purchase 12 taser devices. This has been a years-long grant that we participated in, and we request its approval.
And how many tasers do you get for?
12. They're about $1,000 a piece.
And how long do they last? How long are they in service for?
The bomb squad suits, they have a end-of-life date, the 5-7 years, depending on the model that they have.
And they check them, and the officers check them out every day? They don't, or are they assigned a taser? And it's
some of our officers have them assigned, some of our officers check them out. The sheriff's plan is to have all the patrol deputies have their own take-home cars and report right from their driveways.
Mm-hmm.
This will get us a step closer, because we want every one of those deputies to have a taser assigned to them personally. So that's why we chose tasers for this, earmarked for this month.
I have a quick question then. Taking into account what you would be retiring of tasers, if any, what inventory approximately would the Sheriff's Department then have for its quantity that you're trying to essentially arm all the deputies, is that right?
Right.
So give or take, what's the inventory that you'll be having?
We probably have about 50 now, but in total, number of tasers probably would be closer to 85. Roughly, the take-home fleet, that plan that the sheriff has, is about 72 assignments, 72 people outfitted with everything. But then we have tasers assigned to our jail staff and to our conveyance unit staff who don't have squad cars, so it's more than 72. Probably like 85, maybe 90 total tasers in our department's inventory.
So this was an effort to bring you up to speed, so to speak, to arm the number, the
correct
magic number, if you will, that's been identified?
Correct.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the JAG award.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Anything by the committee on the motion other than this? If not, we'll go forward, take a vote, starting with our committee member, youth and governance member.
Aye.
And the committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you
very much, then.
I did not receive a packet in the mail. I didn't know we got those.
I mailed one to the address on the county website. Is that the incorrect address?
No, it is. I didn't get one. So.
It'll probably come in tomorrow's mail.
Maybe.
I have done that in the past. Okay. Just depends on the mail.
Just wanted to make note of that.
Okay, I didn't mail you one.
That this committee did that, so.
Any other business or comments by the committee? Seeing none, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very well, then. We are done with 7:05. Very well.
Good job.
Oh, Jeff and Boyd, you can run along. Yeah. It's good to meet you. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
All them signs. I gotta go put my
That's my job. I have to learn. You want to help me?
Okay, just so you know. It's right, but it's there. It's palatable.
Palatable? Where? How come you weren't at the work group meeting?
I had to go to the funeral. Aww.
Aww. Okay, I'll sign. Oh, wait, let me double check. 1, 2, 3.
How did the workroom stuff go?
Everybody there was fine with that schedule.
Come on, let's go.
I gotta go make sure this gets where it gotta go.
Slightly. Why couldn't you confuse that? It's like the third level I got for me.
Here's this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're doing a terrific job.
Oh, I didn't have him sign this.
You probably turn off your recorder now.
It wasn't him.